We are on Dav Memches Amed Aleph, two lines before the lines start getting wide, B'Sofa Amud. Neimo Kahani Tanoi. The Gemara is asking now, we had a Memre of Rav, Mekadesh B'Milva Eina Mekadeshes, Milva Leitzo Nitno. And from Rav we see that what he is pattering the Isha from not having to pay up the Choyv, that Zichar is not sufficient to make Kedushin, and Rav said a bigger Kiddush, that even the Mois is Ben, the Mois was not used, but since Milva Leitzo Nitno, so Memele, this money is not considered that she's receiving new money because this became hers already. Bishas halva. So the Gemara asks, Neima kahani tanoi. L'chayre, this memra of Rav is debatable. Zamachloikis tanoi. The sanya, aseili shirim nizomim v'tabois. Bakadish Anilach. Aisha gave a man gold, and she requested from him that from this gold he should make different pieces of jewelry, bracelets, rings, etc. And for the services that he's doing, Bakadish Anilach. Kivin Shason Mekodeshes. Since when he made them, she's Mekodeshes, Divrei Rab Meir. V'chachomim oimrim eino Mekodeshes ad sheyegia momin liyodo. Till she'll receive the momin. So the Gemara asks, so we have here a machloikis, that according to the Chachamim, she's not Mekudesh till she'll receive Momen Liyodo, and according to Rameya, you don't have to receive Momen Liyodo. So the Gemara asks, Hai Momen Hechidomi, which Momen are we speaking about, that Rameya holds she doesn't have to receive, and the Chachamim holds she has to receive. Ilema, or you say Momen, if we are speaking about the rings, the jewelry that he made for her. Michlal de Tanekame Sova Afilo Oise Mome Namiloi, that she's Mekodeshes Afilo, she did not receive that moment. Ella Bamai Boy Mekadesh, so what is he being Mekadesha with? Now this is a Shveri Gemore, but I'd like to continue and we'll come back to this. Ella Lav Bemome Nacha. That means, according to everyone, we are speaking about that she got back the bracelets and the rings. And that is why, according to Rameya, she's Mekudesh. And according to the Chachamim, even though she got back the bracelets and the rings, she's not Mekudesh. He has to give her other money. This is not sufficient. Ushma mino b'mekadesh b'milve kamiflegi. The machloikis Ramei and the Chachamim is if a person can be mekadosh with the milde. V'savri nikula alme yeshna l'schires mitchila v'yatzayv. Everyone holds that the chiyuv to pay an umen starts mitchila sa'avoida and it continues till the seif avoida. Bahavi milve, and lamaisa it is a milve. My love, bahokim miflegi, the mar sova mekadish bimilve mekodeshes, o mar sova mekadish bimilve eino mekodeshes. Now, let us see Rashi. Kahani tanoi, mekadish bimilve dishmaite derav. He says, Rav is saying for Dovo Poshut, a makadish b'milve ain a mekudeshes is a machloikis Tanoim over here. Shirin etz odo, betargiminin shirin, a bracelet. Vakadish anilach, mischar pulosecha. Shahazov mishalohu. The gold belongs to her, so what is he giving her? Schar pulosecha, the schar, the payment of his services, of his work. So the Gemara asks, what is pshat that the Chachamim says, Ein mekadeshes ad shegia momen liyot? If it means, oisei momen, sheyachzirem lo la'acher shegomrom, that he has to return to her the bracelet, the rings, mechlal de tanekame, afilo oisei momen nami loy, afilu this moment, you also don't have to return. Bit me a kloima, mechlal, the kivin she'asoan de kamar Rameya, so comes out that Rameya that had said, that as soon as he made these rings, afa pi she'loi bo liyodo, she's mekudish, kametame, so the Gemara asks, Ella b'may b'y mekacha, so what, if she didn't get the bracelet back, how, with what is he being mekadisha? Ella b'mekadish b'milve kamifligi. The machlokes is mekadish b'milve. V'hoche my milve ike. What is the milve over here? The kosovri kulu. All Tanoim hold, Yeshno l'schiris mitchilo va'atzoif. Now Rashi explains, what does this mean? Kol pruto upruto kshenigmero, that means when he is working, transferring this piece of gold to a ring, to a bracelet, is kol pruto upruto kshenigmero nischayiv bo bal hamaloche, which means the bal hazov, Lepoyel b'schiris asiyas hamaloch, for the payment of what he's doing. Hilkach kich shemachzirin lo, when he gives back the ring, ahu havi lo milva lo mafreya, so becomes a milva lo mafreya. Now let us try to elaborate a little. Let us start from the end of the Gemara. The Gemara says that everyone holds that yeshna l'schiris mitchila batzayif, that the chiyuv, when one gives a umen something to make, the chiyuv is chal on every pula that he does, as she says, every pluta that he makes, kshenigmara nischayev bo bal hamaloch lepel b'schiris hasiyas hamaloch. So every small pula there is a ischayvus to pay. Now, Pishas, when she gets the ring, so there's a bill attached. She's been owing him. She never paid him anything. And he tells her, you don't have to pay me. So there was a hischaivis that was mutal aleo to pay him. And he says, you don't have to pay me. So we hear the amachloikis, Rebbe, Rameyer, and the Chachamim, Ishima Kudish. And the Gemara wants to say, that is the machloikis. The machloikis is, so Makadish b'mulva mekodeshes. He's being meichel her the chayiv that she owes him. Can you be mekadish with mechila sachay? Ramei holds you could be mekadish, and the Chachamim hold you can't be mekadish. That's what the Gemara wants to say. So if the Gemara wants to say this, that's how the Gemara understood. So then we have to understand the beginning of the Gemara. The Gemara says, what is pshat at shigia momen liyodo? She has to get the momen. If it means Oisei Momein, so according to Rameyeh, for Oisei Momein, she also doesn't have to get. Ela Bamai Boy Mekadsha. So what does he mean Mekadisha? So Kan Shayel Aben, what's the problem? According to Rameya, he's Mekadisha with the Milver. We just said, Yeshna Leschiris Metchil Levatzayif. It took him 10 days of work to make this bracelet, and she's Mechuyiv, and she became Mechuyiv after each Pruta or Pruta to pay him for each Pula that he had done. So she, there's a chayv that she owes him. Kol pruta pruta she nigma nischayev ba'ala malacha lepayo b'schiyas asiyas malacha. So for why does she need to get the bracelet? She doesn't need to get the bracelet. He comes with her, the bracelet, he didn't bring the bracelet, but she owes him money. She owes him money for the pula that he had done. That's what Rashi says, Kol pruta pruta kshenigmara nischayiv bo lepoil beschiris asiyas hamalacha. She owes him. So he says, you know, you owe me X amount of money, and I'm eichel, you don't have to pay, so I read mekadeshes. But this chayiv, so why was it necessary for the Gemara to say she has to get back the bracelet? If she doesn't get back the bracelet, how is she Mekudish? The Gemara's... So Bemison, this Kasha, Taisvis and Baba Kama asks this Kasha. And let us just mention the second Teretz of Taisvis. Taisha says, Shizehu Ha'ika. So I'd just like to say over the Lashon of Tosfos, Af al pi shemischayeves loy rishen rishen. She becomes mechuyev to him for every prute that he had made. Levi sheyesh la leschires mitchil levatzayif. Kivon, but not Tosfos says words. She'eino yochel detoivo bedin scharoi. But he can't be teveya har bedin at shegiya hamomi liyoda. Ve'ein chashuv kinoisen lo klum bitchilosoi at shetovoi sho sheyuchal letoiva bedin. So when we learn this taisves kipshutoi, and the Mreim Yisod by us wants to say that was the first Mahalach he had understood Pshat and Taisvitz. That Taisvitz is telling us Amiridik Echidish. Taisvitz is telling us as follows. That Be'emesen, she owes him money. She owes him money. He was working for her for 10 days. She owes him money. But halachically, he cannot be Teveya HaBedin to pay the money until she gets the bracelet. That's what Taisa is being mechadish. So she owes money, but he cannot be teiveya bedin, she should pay the money, till she gets hold of the bracelet. For some reason, Kozman, she doesn't have the bracelet, she's not mechuyev to pay him, even though she owes him. So Taisa is being mechadish, that afilu yod mechadish bemilve mekodeshes, that is only a milve that he has a schus lutvoye bebezn. A milva that he doesn't have a schus litvoya bebezn, he can't be mekadosh with such a milva. That's the chiddush of Taisvus. And this becomes very schwer, because then it comes out, for example, what will the halacha be if a person made a halvah lizman, made a halvah for 30 days, don't have to pay me to 30 days, and after 15 days he comes over to her, you don't have to pay me, so come out, she's not Mekudish, because he can't be Teveya her Ledin till 30 days. And that no one seems to agree with this. That Sikhe Kede, this this nekuda, this knaich that he can only be mekadish with a milva that he has a schus gviya right now to be gaiva from her. This is very difficult to understand. I'm mekadish you. You owe me money. I can't let you to best solah. But you owe me money. So they say you don't have to pay me money. So if you owe mekadish be milva mekudeshes, she should be mekudish. So the shaila is what pshat in Taisvis and what pshat in Agamara. Taisvis is going on Agamara. We have a difficult Gemara to understand. So there's a Meir Dikik Tzoyz that says Abuyim Dikik Hiddish. And he bases this on Rashi we just learned. He says like this. If you hold Yeshna L'Shiris Mitchil of Yatzayv, the Chimachzelo, when he gives her back the bracelet, nase lemafreya milve. That means when he is working on the bracelet, before she gets hold of the bracelet, she doesn't owe him a penny. When he'll give her the bracelet, then retroactively she owes him from when he was making the bracelet. Avol koydim shemarzer lo lehavi oleo shum milve klal. There's no milvah. And he says, where did he get this from? He got this from our Rashi. We have a Shvera Rashi here, but Rashi, that's how the Ktais understood Pshat and Rashi. Rashi says, let us again see the last line of Rashi. Rashi says, Kol pruta, pruta kshe nigmara nischayev bo balam ala. Every pruta, as soon as it was nigma, nischayev bo balam aloche, the owner of the gold, lepoyel mischiris asiyas hamaloche, but every pruta was nigmar, so she owes him for what he had done. Hilkach kshemachzir in law, when he returns it to her, hahu avila milvile mafreya. So he learned nase milvile mafreya. It becomes a milvile mafreya. The milv is only chal when she gets it back. Then retroactively, she owes it. That's how the Ktois said Pshat and Taisus and Baba Kame. That's how he brings Pshat and Arashi. And that's Pshat and the Gemara. But the Oimik HaDvorim is we have to understand. But that is what the Ktois says. So we have Akash and Rav. If Rav said, the Mekadesh b'milvein Mekadesh, is he have to give money. And here we see clearly that Rameya holds Mekadesh b'milvein Mekadesh. So the Gemara says, Loi. No, you're learning wrong. Pshat n'machlekes Rameya and the Chachamim. The Kula Alma Mekadesh b'milvein Mekadesh. Everyone holds Mekadesh Milvain Mekadesh. And if you hold Yeshna L'Shiris Mitchil of Yatzayif, if we'll say that she started owing him for each pruta that he had done, so that would be called Mekadesh B'Milvain. Everyone would agree, ain't a Mekadesh. He's not giving her anything. He's just saying, you don't have to pay me. So then everyone would agree to Rav. She's Zichana Mekadesh. So why does Rameya say she's Mekudish? V'hocha v'yeshna l'schiris metchila v'atzayv kemifugi. This gufe is the machloikis. What's the machloikis? Ma'asova, Rameya holds eina l'schiris ela besayv. She doesn't owe him till she gets back the bracelet. Then she starts owing him. Umarsova Yeshna Lishiris Mitchilovyatsov. So let's see what Rashi says. This is a very difficult Gemara. Eina Lishiris al Lipsoif. What's Lipsoif? So Rashi says, Kshemarzirinlo. When he gives her back the ring, then she starts owing him. Kozman, he was working, she doesn't owe him. Yeshna Lishiris Mitchilovyatsov means that every pu'ula that he had done, she owes him, according to the Tzoyis L'Mafreya, If you don't learn like the Ktsoi, so she owed him from before. We have to understand the Gemara. We'll learn Kepshutai Taisis. And Taisis means, but you can't, she owes him from before, but he can't schlep her to best. That's how we'll say Pshat in Taisis. But if Yod Yeshus Chiz Metchila Batsoi, she owes him from before. She owes him money. If you hold Eina Leschiris Ela Lipsoi, if he was working for 10 days on the bracelet, she doesn't owe him a penny. She doesn't owe him anything. When he finishes the bracelet, and he gives her back the bracelet, Kshemachziran Lo, when he gives her back the bracelet, Maharei Leshen Kedushin Hu Moich Lo Yetzlo, he says, so she gives her the bracelet, so she says, how much do I owe you? I moichel you, you don't have to pay me, I have a kadeshishly, I moichel you the chayv. Ve'enkan milve kshemachzirin lo. So here is a shekelcha problem, which the chayinim ask, we didn't solve the problem. What happened? She didn't owe him. Like if Yod Yeshus is mitchilasayim, she was owing Kim Kiseida for the last 10 days. Fine. If you hold Einelus Chis Elupsoi, she didn't owe him anything. Now he goes and gives her back the ring, and he tells her, you know, Marei L'Shem Dushin Hu Moich Lo Yetzal, what is he Moichel? He's a Moichel, he doesn't have to pay. Ve'en Kan Milve K'shemachzirin Lo, there's no Milve. He's Moichel the Milve. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. He's giving her a ring, and she owes him now the price. He says, I moichel you. That's right, the penny saved, the penny earned. Here the Gemara says, no, mekadesh v'milve eina mekadeshes. It's speaking about mekadesh v'milve eina mekadeshes, but here, you hold eina l'shir salp slave, it's not a milve. Ve'ein kan milve k'shemachzirin lo. So, let me say two things. One thing, how I always understood, then I'll say over what Rabbi Chanan says. The Achrayim say about the difference between Yeshna L'Schiris Mitchila Bat Soif V'Ein L'Schiris El L'Psoif. The difference is as follows. The difference is Yeshna L'Schiris Mitchila Bat Soif, there's a milve. You owe me money. And now, when I give it back to you, I'm saying you don't have to pay. So that's Mekadish B'Milve. That means penny saved, penny... You don't have to pay the chayv that you owe. Here it's speaking about when I give you the bracelet, you should really be mechuyif to pay me now. And I say, you're not mechuyif to pay me. So here, I'm not moichel a chayv. It's considered, I'm saying that a chayv shouldn't be chal. Yeah. Fregt Rabbi Chanan, he says, then hapachu. He says, if there was a chayv already, and I tell you, you don't have to pay the chayv, that means there was a chayv. And she was sweating away, how is she going to pay up the chayv? And I come over to her and I say, you don't have to pay up the chayv. That's no good, that's a kaddish mevuvah. So if I say, you know, there's not even a chayv. So Rabbi Chanan says, so this is worse than a mevuvah. There's not even a chayv. Ain l'cham a kaddish mevuvah godl mizah. This is Rabbi Chanan's kasha. So before we'll go into his teretz, I was always under the impression that there's a difference. What is the difference? Let me give a bad marshal, but maybe from the bad marshal we'll understand. I want to give someone a fan. There's two types of fans. There's one fan you have to plug in. And when you plug in, you have to pay the electric bill for how much electricity it's going to use. There's a second fan, and giving you, it was recharged already. You don't have to plug it in. You just turn on the switch and it goes. So, let us say, both fans, theoretically, are worth the same. Both fans are worth the same. But l'chayre, the first fan comes... If you want to use the fan, it comes with an electric bill. You're going to have to, it's going to cost you money. The second fan is not going to cost you any money. So l'chayre, the second fan is worth more than the first fan, because the first fan is coming with an automatic bill. The second fan, you can use it without paying anything, without paying for the usage. L'chayre, pshat is like this. Behold, eina l'schiris ela l'psayf. That means it's your ring, it's your gold, it's your ring, it's everything. But normally, when you gave a piece of gold, and a person makes him the gold, the ring, and you get back the ring, there's a small piece of paper attached to the ring, you owe me $50 for my services. So the ring is, let's say the gold was worth $100, the services are $50. So the ring is now worth $150. You're getting, this is yours, the ring is yours. But the ring comes with a bill. So theoretically, the ring is only worth $100 to you because you have to pay for the services. If you don't have to pay for the services, so I'm giving you a ring that's worth $150. That means, so the ring is worth more. If there's no chiyuv to pay for the services, so it's considered that you're getting a ring that you have to pay for the services. It's not considered you're getting $150 because this ring, accepting this ring forced me to pay $50 for the services. Here pshat is, I'm giving you a ring without any obligations to pay, so it's considered you're getting more. So not that you're getting that you don't have to pay. That's how Muhammad's gotcha. I don't have to pay. So he says, you don't have to pay. That's right, the Mekadosh Memulva. You don't have to pay. No, pshat is, a ring that there's no chiyuv to pay for is a more expensive ring. That's how I understood it. Rabbi Chanan did not understand it that way, and he asks this kasha. Rabbi Chanan says a different pshat in the Gemara. Rabbi Chanan says something very interesting. Rabbi Chanan says, the services, the pula that a person does, is shavah kesef. That means he's doing something. He starts, for example, a person goes and I have a front lawn without shrubbery, without flowers. A person goes in the middle of the night, he's yeil l'soich to my lawn and he puts shrubbery in this and he works there the whole night. I didn't ask him. There was no agreement he should do it. He comes in the morning, so I look at the lawn, beautiful. So he knocks on my door, and he tells me, this, first of all, I added more shavius to your lawn. I mean, the shrubbery costs X amount, that's that. And then I did work for you. You owe me money. So a service that one does for someone else is considered, I'm giving you something. I can mon from you, pay me for what I did. I did a service for you. A pu'ula is a chayfetz that one can ask money for. Even though there was no mutual agreement to pay, I can ask money. If you want to tell me, take it away, I don't need it, that's another problem. But al kaponim, if you're remaining with this beautiful lawn, so there is, I gave you something, I gave you a service which is worth money, which has a market value. So I'm giving this to you for free. The Shem Kedushin. So that's called, I'm giving you something. Now, so he explains like this. If we hold Yeshna L'Schiris Mitchila Batzayv, so then pshat is, the first bang he gave her something. So she, I owe you for that. So the chayv that she owes him is like, so you're not giving me anything. I owe you for this. So it's considered ke'ilu, she paid for the service with the ischaibis. So, I have to pay you, Bapoyo, but the ischaibis that she owes him is ke'ilu, she paid for what he did. So when the ring is finished, he can't come and taina with her. Look at the service I'm giving you. For every service you had done, There was a bill sent to me, so I owe you for every service that you done. So forget. So don't mon the service. The service already there's you sent me a bill for each pulut that you had done for me. So I owe you. So finish. You're not giving me anything. All he could give, I could say, you don't have to pay. That's called Mekadesh B'milva. But over here, when she didn't owe him anything, and he's giving her a certain, now the Ischaivish should come. And he's saying, I'm giving you a service that you don't have to pay for the service. So the Kedushin is not the don't have to pay. The Kedushin is the service that I'm giving you. You're getting a ring that Apula was put into this ring. Let me say over the Lashon of Rabbi Chanan. K'may she'pa'ule she'oise le'tzayra chaveiroi mechaivoi le'shalei. Actually, he's kaddish bazet with the pula. I'm giving you a pula. Avol aman de yoma yesh l'schiris nimtze da pula kvar hu shalo koydem akdushin. Rak moichalo achiyev tashlumim. That means if she owes him money for the pula, so the pula is hers, she owes him money for it, so it's like he can't say he's giving her a pula because she owes the money for the pula. So the only thing he's giving her now is you don't have to pay the money that you owe. So that's Mekadosh B'milva. That's how Rabbi Chanan says Pshat. Now the Lashon of Rashi, Shemarzirin lo, when he gives back the ring, V'arei l'shem kedushin, who moichla yet, lo the moichla yet, so Misha Salevi, it's not moichla yet, I mean, according to Rabbi Chon, it's not, the vote is not moichla yet. I'm giving you a pull, I'm not asking you. Ve'en kan milvik shemachzirin lo. It could be the way we said, Pshat, if you're giving back a ring without a price tag, so that enhances the value of the ring. So ve'en kan milvik shemachzirin lo. That is al kaponim. This is, it's a shver gemara, but perhaps one of these two are mahalchim or pshat and Rashi. Before we progress in the sugya, let us see Taisvis. The kula alme and the memches medalev yesh dal eschires mitchila batzayif. So the gemara says everyone holds yesh dal eschires mitchila batzayif. And the machlokes is mekadosh b'milva. No, I'm sorry. This is going on the next gemara. We have to see the next gemara. V'boy yisema. The kula alma yesh l'schiris mitchila batzayif. Everyone holds yesh l'schiris mitchila batzayif. U'mekadosh b'milva ain't a mekodeshes. Person's Mekadosh B'milva is not Mekudosh. V'hocha, so what's the machlokes? Be'umin koine b'shvach keili kamiflagi. A new machlokes. If a person is making a ring, an umin, she gave him a piece of gold, and he's transferring from this piece of gold a bracelet. So this is a new entity which he created. Which the woman created. Who does this new entity belong to? So there's a machlekes of umen koine shvach keili. That means if I made it, it's your gold. But the bracelet, I created the bracelet. So Kozman, I'm not paid for the bracelet, it's my bracelet. We should fit. There's the gold content, which is worth X amount of money. There's a bracelet, which is worth the rest of the value. And this Yisroin Shavius, that there's a bracelet now, this I created. This is my Seyod Elispoyer. So Memele, this belongs to me. This belongs to me. So when I'm giving you that's a veld umen kaine shvach keili. There's such a concept, umen kaine shvach keili. There's a shaila. Let's talk about another case. If I give a goy raw material, you should make a pot. He makes the pot. So if you hold umen kaine shvach keili, so I have to be table the pot. It's a goyish pot. A goyish pot. It's my raw material. But the pot is his. The keili was made to a goy. So if you hold umen kaine shvach keili, so it's considered that the keli came through him, so it's a goyish keli. You'll buy it off him. So you buy a goyish keli. Fine. So you have to table it. So, but this is what I want to say. This is the machloikis of Ramei and the Chachamim. Now let us see Rashi. The boy is saying, the kula alma, everyone agrees, yeshnalis chiris. Or the kula alma, mekadish b'milve, eina mekudeshes. V'hocha, b'umen kaine klaim, hocha, b'shalai hisna, liyais sachir yamin. We're not speaking about that it's speaking about he was being hired by day, for each day he gets paid. And lekablon, he was mekabel shekibel olav ligmer hamalach. He was mekabel on himself to be goyme the malach. Bekach vekach. Ubeumen kablon kshemashbichai. If a person is mekabel to create something, he's mechuyev to give a finished product. Va'osa min hazov keli, he made from the raw material, from gold, he made it a keli, kaine. So he's kaine liskois bekeli, he has a schus in the keli, kshehu mashbichoi, is kamiflagi, that's the machlokes. Is he kaine to get a schia in the keli? Rameya sova umin kaine bishvach keli. Rameya holds an umin is kaine the shvach keli. Ve'ein bozu loyma yeshna leschire samemele de choma shemeshbiach einei milva labailam amoyre de kizach. What I make, you don't owe me a penny. What I make belongs to me. That's pshat. I created this shvach, so this belongs to me. Ela bekliu zeiche. I'm zeichen de keil. You don't owe me a penny. I made a bracelet, so this yisrin shavius belongs to me. But there was an agreement. You give me X amount of money, I give you the bracelet. When I give you back the bracelet with the amount we agreed upon, it's like I'm selling it to you. That's normally. But so al kaponim by kedushin, there's no problem whatsoever. What am I giving you? I'm giving you my bracelet. The bracelet or what? I have a bailus in the bracelet. So not I'm giving you that you don't have to pay me. I'm giving you a bracelet. The bracelet belongs to me. The shvach that I created belongs to me. That's what Rameya holds. And the Chachamim say, Ein umen koine, v'areihu kishah schiris. So then there's a chiyuv of tashlumi schiris that you have to pay. Yeshnal schiris mitchila batzai. So that's a second, that's another mahalach in the machlekes chamei and the chachamim. V'iboy yisayim. I'll tell you a third mahalach. The kulalma ein umen kaine bishvach keili. Everyone holds ein umen kaine bishvach keili. V'yashna l'schiris mitchila vatsayif. And everyone holds yashna l'schiris mitchila vatsayif. U'mekadesh b'mil v'eina mikodeshes. So we have the three strikes against us. That there's really the way things were done. So he didn't, he's only Michael or Achoyv, which doesn't help. When he gave her back the ring, he put a diamond in the ring also. She gave him a golden ring. When he gave it back to her, so there's the ring, which she owes $50 for the ring, and then there's a diamond, which is on the ring also. And he's the Kaddishar, with L'chayra with the chayiv, and she said, and with the diamond, with the precious stone, the mar sova milve uplute daitoi aplute or mar sova daitoi amilve. The shaila is, what do they want? What does she want? What does he want to make the kedusha? So if they want, everything should make the kedushin. This was a surprise that he had it on a knife, but that was not in the agreement. She had said, make a ring for me. And making a ring for her is milve, because yesh l'schiz mitzil about saif, and that's a milve. A milve is not tangible money. So I'm giving her milve, and I'm giving her a diamond also. is her das on what she sees, and the other things she doesn't want to become this kaddish with the other things. This she sees. Or she wants to be mekudish with everything. She wants to be mekudish with everything. She's not mekudish because he and she, they want to make kedushin with this and this. Both of it should make kedushin. Milva cannot make kedushin. So memele, so she won't be mekudish. But if you say daita apute, pakert, the brute is dovo ben, so that's, so the das is on the brute, the das is on the neifer, so that's the machloikis ramei and the chachamim, ramei olds daita apute, maybe we set up perhaps a bad marshal with a diamond that's worth 10 times as much as the ring. Look at my daita apute, there's a choy for $50,000 and a prute. You don't have to pay me the $50,000, and here's a prute. Plus, so now the shaila is, what's the das? Is the $50,000 das is this? This is the kedushin of mine. The puta I see, $50,000 is not mom and ben. So that's the machlokes. Rameya says daita puta, and the chum say daita amilva also, and then it's no good. Now the gemara says ubeplukte dahani tanoi. Now the gemara is saying, how we are explaining the machloikis, Rameya and the Chachomim, is really, we had a few mahalchim how to explain the machloikis. So really, this is a machloikis tanoi. The Sanya, we learned a baraisa, bischar sha'asisi imach. A person goes over to Anisha, and he says, he made her something. He said, you owe me money. He comes over 10 weeks later. The money you owe me, you don't have to pay me. Ain't no mikudeshes. It's not mikudish, because that's mikadish benul. I'm going to do something for you. I'm going to make something for you. Mikudeshes. So this Tana holds that so that means the first case is speaking about when he gave her back the bracelet and no one was talking about getting married. So he gave it back and she owed him, and then 10 weeks later, after sending her 20 letters, well, when are you going to pay up the chayiv? He says again, might as well marry her, come out cheaper this way. So he told her, b'schashas, you know, the money you owe me, you don't have to pay me, b'schashas, isi imach, she begush. Fine, she was masking. So that's a real mekadesh b'milvah. B'schar she'ese imoch, but if he made up with her that the b'schar she'ese imoch, he should be mekudesh, is mekudesh, because he holds einus rizal upsayf. Rab Nosson Noimel, b'schar she'ese imoch, einu mekudesh, because he holds yeshnus rizal mitchil upsayf. V'choshke b'schar she'ese imoch. Rab Nosson holds all that we say yeshnus rizal mitchil upsayf. Rabbi Yehuda, and at the time it came, also we hold Einel Sirus Elub say. Rabbi Yehuda, Nosei Eimel, Ben Mesomu, Ben Bischar Sher Sisi, Ben Bischar Sher Simoch, Einu Mekadeshes. Because we hold a Yesh No Sirus Mitzulah Batsoi. We Moisef Lo Neifach Mishalai Mekadeshes. But if he added on a Neifach Mekadeshes. So we have, so now the Moisef will explain what the Machlik is Tanoim is. Ben Tanakam Al Rab Nosen, Ike Benayu Schiris. The machlokes in between the Tanakam Rav Nosson is, if you say schiras, enul schiras al lepsoif, that's what the Tanakam holds, and that's what the Tanakam holds, bischar shesi moch mikudeshes. And Rav Nosson holds, say osisi, say eses, enu mikudeshes, because he holds yeshnul schiras mitchilu batsoif. May Rav Nosson love you, dan nosi, he can be nayu milva prute. Rav Nosson holds a fulu, he added a neifer, it's daita milva. Marsova milva puta daita milva. Marsova daita apute. And let us see, Rashi. Bischarsha sisimach is kachili and imekadeshes. Abaleke milva. Bischarsha simach mekadeshes, lichshe yigmer. Viet nanolo. When he'll finish and give it to the kosova enosris, I'll observe that's what the time it comes. Nothing is how she has to make a condition that she has to make a
V'cholshkein mischash sisi the kibbe the gomrei v'chsira lakva imil v'gemure. Tzichra imilva. Imoysef l'neifach miklad ramnosus avat loysef leinu mekudeshes. The gosav imilva puta daita imilva ike binayus chiras miyashim etchil lavatsayf eloike the lavke the frishes.